See them?
See what?
The new PlayStation controllers coming out?
You talking about the white boomerang looking ones?
Right, the new PS5 ones. Yeah. Well, now, finally, after people have been mad for however many months it's been out, they're dropping the red one and the black one. You know, I have a thing for red controllers.
Oh, always?
Yeah.
Since day one?
Since day one. Every system, I gotta have a red controller for it. So.
Red Game Boy?
Yeah, I had the red Game Boy, the flappy one. Yeah. Absolutely.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was a good time. So I told Sam that, hey, they got the new controllers coming out. They drop here in a couple weeks. This is what I want for Father's Day. She caught me with, do you really need another controller? We have like 80 controllers.
But is it PS5?
Exactly. It's not PS5. And so it's not the red one.
So you need it.
Exactly. I need it. This is what it is. This is what I want.
Okay? Say less.
So she had to come with the attitude, so I had to lay it down for her. Like, listen, this is what I want for Father's Day. If I do not have it on Father's Day, then the day after Father's Day, I will be purchasing it myself. I know I, for one, can't take... I don't want another pair of long socks.
No.
I don't want more grilling stuff. My grill is great. We all know the game is on point. When is it okay for us to just say what we want and then not have to catch attitude for it?
Okay. Yeah. It is a weird thing. Like... just even the notion of just, like, asking for something for Father's Day, like, feels a little weird in a way. You know what
I mean?
Does it? Kind of. Well, so the thing is, like, the expression of, like, oh, here's a gift to my parent for the appreciation of being my parent, you know, like, kind of lives in that emotional space of, like, macaroni pictures and, like, popcorn necklaces, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, it should.
Right. So it's about thoughtfulness.
Right.
So the notion of asking for something seems to kind of violate the terms of thoughtfulness, don't you think? Just a little bit to be like, okay, like, I love you too, but fuck your socks.
Yeah. that's exactly it. Like, I'm your parent. Why are you going to give me something that's going to make me do more parental things like laundry? We need to be able to train the people to get us the type of things that we want.
That's clever.
Right? I'm not trying to do more laundry. You're going to give me a macaroni picture. That's super cute and super sweet. My son is 10 now, bro. No.
He needs to level up.
Right.
It's time to like start doing like...
real stuff.
Grown like, man gifts.
Exactly. You gotta train people, and not just the kids. Your significant other, your parents to this point. You know, like, let people know what you want. That way, if you're disappointed, I mean, they know what they did.
This is true.
Do better.
This is true. You know, the notion of, I think, like, especially like, dad gifts.
Yeah.
Like, golf clubs.
Right.
A new carburetor.
Yeah.
You know, or a...
work on cars.
Like, that kind of stuff. I feel like that's kind of dead. Like, I feel like our generation as millennials, like, we've killed another market.
It's true.
You know what I mean? True. Father's Day gifts, have millennials killed? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, like, I will happily take avocado toast over tie clips.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
I've worn a tie maybe one time in the last 5 years, and I'm pretty sure it was for a funeral.
Ooh,
rest in peace. Right, so why are you giving me gifts that make me think of death?
I don't, maybe that's the flex, like, Dad.
You're going to die someday.
I'm coming.
I'm going to bury you with this tie clip. I hope you enjoy it.
Yo, for the next few years, you got to keep your eyes extra open. Like, why give me this grave plot?
No.
why you ask me my favorite type of wood for Father's Day? That's a really...
Right, I'm not building projects. Are you plotting? I know your favorite Lion King song was Just Can't Wait to Be King, but like I explained to you then, that means I have to die.
Dad, let's build a treehouse.
No.
What's your favorite wood? Something that's nice and firm and sturdy?
Right. Something, you know,
what do you feel comfortable in?
Yeah. Don't have to worry about bugs and
could you...
like that.
Dad, could you live in this wood?
Forever.
Son, what does that mean?
You know what it means, Dad.
I just want to make sure we're building a comfortable treehouse.
Yeah, see, and now I'm worried. Thanks for that.
Well, okay, so red controller.
Right.
Nice and safe.
Exactly.
And it's actually what you want.
Right.
I get that.
Not a thing I have to
I get
clean
that.
Or, you know.
Yeah. And it's also like yours. Right. Like everyone knows, don't touch the red one because that's yours.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it.
The one for my Xbox literally has my name on it. Like, don't touch it.
Sam better know.
Right.
She better recognize.
I mean, she ain't playing anyway. The kids know.
I'm saying she better come through.
Right.
On this red boomerang.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm just going to get it myself. And I'm going to remember that for next Mother's Day.
Ooh. Oh.
Ooh. I'm petty.
That's spicy.
Ain't it though?
But first, a shout out. We want to say thank you to the West End Lounge right here in the Drake neighborhood.
Wait, Drake?
Yeah, bro, it's like a college bar.
Oh, the university, not the child group. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay, I like that, Drake.
Me too.
Yeah. So what about you, man? What are you looking to get? Anything?
You know, like, truth be told, I like weird stuff.
Yeah.
I like to, you know, like, I try to be practical in my gift asking. Mm. I honestly do always feel a little guilty when I'm asking for gifts.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, like.
That's a fundamental difference.
Well, okay, but let me explain, and it might make more sense if I explain.
Please.
It's a test. Mm. The gift giving is a test. Mm. Do you know me and love me enough to get me the right gift?
See.
That's the test.
That's fair.
That's the test.
That's fair, but I feel like. See, that's fundamentally different than me asking for what I want because you're still giving these people the chance to fail you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like for me, there's room for failure and there's room for consequences.
If I give you the chance for me to fail you, then
we're about accountability, bro.
I'm making it real easy for you to make me happy.
Yeah, and I get that. And that's where we, you know, I think maybe not disagree, but we just kind of approach it differently.
Yeah.
Like, you've given them the chance to make you happy.
Right.
I want to see if you can make me happy. And if not, just like you, I'm going to remember that next time that birthday comes around or a little holiday, a little this, a little that. I remember that time.
Yeah.
You know.
You like your Starbucks card.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. So that all to say, you know, like, I do love, like, personal things.
Yeah.
And that's the out.
Right.
Like, justify why you saw this and you felt like I needed to have it. Give me that story. Give me that context.
Okay.
And then maybe I'll come around and be like, oh, that's so sweet. That's so dope. Like, thank you. That's a good gift.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'd like to be practical with my, like, gift having.
Yeah.
Like, I really got into this soap lately.
What kind of soap?
I'm looking called for Dr. Squatch.
Oh, you tried it.
I've been thinking about that. Yo, it's so good.
Is it?
Like, it's so fragrant.
Okay.
And like I said, it's like about me living my best life.
Yeah,
like I got that good skin. Yeah. I'm smelling good. I'm feeling good. Yeah. You know, like those are the kinds of gifts that I like. Finding those little kitschy things, but also like I love craftsmanship. So like people that make things or like local artists.
Yeah,
like I love putting things on my wall
that
are just like a representative thing of like the talent that I know or people that I care about. Like I got some of your work in my home, like chilling because like you're my homie. I love you and I love having your work. Like, in my living space.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, you know what I mean?
I feel that. Because the same could be said as far as, like, merch goes. Because I've got some of, like, the finesse merch, you know, in my closet right now. So, yeah, give me something for something that you know that I care about. But let's not walk that slippery slope where that craftsmanship can now become, like, fancy macaroni.
Right. Like, where they're like, hey, Dad, I got you a subscription to Nintendo Power.
Right.
Because you like video games, right? Right, Dad?
And that's my job as a father to teach you better. So I'm trying to show you what to do. Like, yeah. Or even if you're going to get me an experience, something we can do together.
Yeah, see? You know, like, a gift card to a restaurant.
Right.
Especially like if it's like a hot restaurant that we've like been wanting to go to or like something you heard about. It's like this great buzz or, you know, just something like different.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love, but I think that's something that speaks to our generation. Like, we're all about experiential things.
It's true.
Like, I want to have like good memories. I want to have a good night. I want to have... like those things that last longer than just the experience itself.
Absolutely. Like, for the most part, we don't need more stuff. Like,
yeah.
We got to move away from that whole
consumerism. Maybe that's why I feel guilty a little bit, because it's like, do I really need more stuff? Yeah. I don't.
Right.
Frankly, I don't.
Like, we're comfortably middle class. We get it.
You
know what I'm saying? As far as that goes. But, you know, we're not a movie theater. There's still going on. Like, get some of my closest friends and family to come in and celebrate me. Like,
that would be so dope.
It's like, fun.
But think about just in the last 18 months, all the premieres that we've not been able to have.
Yeah.
And just all we can do is just like text about, yo, you check out HBO Max.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, which doesn't hit the same.
It doesn't.
Like, I love those, like,
That parking, the parking conversation. Lot
conversation. Yeah, like, yeah. Yo, you missed the party.
Yeah, now we gotta see
with
it
with the guy with the mustache.
Oh, it was him all
And yeah, I love that. And you know, the notion, the thing is, those kind of ventures aren't expensive either. I mean, relatively.
Yeah.
Like, you could drop $100 and now you have a theater
right
to go watch the new.
I took my kids to see School of Rock in the theater.
Nah.
Yeah. Like, it was exactly like you said, it was $100. They love that shit. Like, they've been all over it. Now they want to watch it all the time, and I'm over it. But the first three times, it was great. It was great. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Teach people how to treat you is what it comes down to.
I love that. I love that. But, you know, there are some things that are just classics. I still love a good cookout.
Well, of course.
For any holiday. You know what I mean? Like, the thing about coming together, breaking bread, seeing the people that you love and care about, like, whether it's family or, you know, like, in this case, other dads, you know, like, dad barbecue. Like, that could be kind of dope.
That could be dope. Might turn into a competition.
See? You ain't said nothing but a good time.
I mean, hey, you're right.
More barbecue is not a bad problem,
true.
Bro.
That's true. I'm never complaining.
So, you know, that's exactly the thing. It's like, there's some things that are just classic, and you can't replace them. Yeah. And so, like, facilitate that. Give me that new grill, and bring me that ribeye. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
I can mess with that. Yeah. You know, that sounds like an amazing afternoon. Right. I don't have to mess with y'all, and I can just grill this steak. Done.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Right, yeah, right. Where is he at? He's out grilling.
If I do that now, on any random weekday, like, oh, what do y'all want for dinner? Oh, grill food? Awesome. Leave me alone for 2 hours. I'll see y'all then. Like, that, every day is Father's Day when you do it like that. So.
Every day.
Every day.
But hey, man, thanks for coming and meet me for a couple drinks.
Anytime. Anytime. Let's do it again. Same black time?
Same black channel.
All right.